Up to the moon.
The sun has already set for several hours. Outside, it's quiet and everyone is asleep. Only a little bear sits in his front small window, gazing out into the night. It's a full moon. The moonlight falls through the small window. The little bear behind the small window is a moon bear. At least, that's what he has been told. He himself doesn't even know what a moon bear is. Could he actually go there? To this white, round thing in the sky? The moon bear always asks himself this question when the moon shines on him through the small window. The little moon bear imagines what it would be like to reach the moon. One evening, the bright moon is high up in the sky. So, the bear figures it would take a long ladder to get there. The first rungs of the ladder appear right on the wall next to him. He carefully places his paws on the ladder. Slowly, he reaches up, pulls himself up, and his little paws follow. It only takes a few steps for the little bear to reach the ceiling. Above him, he sees a hatch with a handle. He slowly turns it to the side. It squeaks and creaks. The hatch opens. With his big, strong paw, he lifts the hatch upwards and crawls outside. Above, he can see the vast sky with all its stars sparkling between the darkness, and there is the bright moon shining. It looks much more beautiful without the window and the walls between it. The little bear feels like he is magically drawn to the moon. He must try to reach it. He takes the ladder, and rung by rung, climbs further up. A few moments later, he is already as high as the birds can fly. A night owl flies by and greets him with a gentle, "Ooh." The moon bear waves and watches the bird. He continues upward. Now the little bear has already reached the clouds. The white puffs envelop him like a blanket and tickle his fur. Then he sees an airplane, just diving into cloud cover. It flashes and sparkles in the moonlight, and shortly thereafter is no longer visible. He climbs further and leaves the earth behind him. Almost there! Then the moon bear climbs on the last rungs of the ladder. The time has come. He's arrived on the moon. "Yes, I am at the moon," he shouts. He jumps up and down with joy. Everything feels light. It's all so much fun. Contentedly, he settles down in the soft white moon sand. Climbing the ladder up to the moon has made him feel very tired. He lays down on a large flat rock, and less than about 10 seconds later, he's fallen asleep, a broad grin covering his snout. When he opens his eyes, he sees the sun shining through the window. Has he really been on the moon? Tell me.
The Bunny Children.
Little Bugsy the Rabbit was awake early in the morning. He could hardly wait for his mother to finally wake up. Later today, he would meet his rabbit buddy, Roger. Bugsy had met him while playing hide-and-seek with the other rabbit children. Bugsy wanted to have fun with Roger and see if they could become good friends. He told his mother that he was planning to meet Roger. "Do you think Roger would like to explore the forest with me?" Bugsy asked. "Of course," said his mother. "Just don't go too far into the forest. To the glade and no further." A little later, Bugsy hopped off across the field. Roger was already waiting down by the river. Bugsy began to explain.
"Spring always brings new things, and everything blooms."
"Really?"
"Yes. Come on, let's explore the forest together."
And the two children hopped excitedly through the forest, and soon they discovered a particularly beautiful spot. This had to be the forest glade. Here the grass was very green, and the first colorful flowers were already poking their heads